forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
All right. I'll count us in. Mm-hmm. I'll count us in. Mm-hmm. And I want that going in the podcast. Mm-hmm. Three. A one and two and one, two, three, four. Hey!
It's Kat.
And Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. I have been absolutely manic since I touched down in NYC.
I love, you almost have to be manic to be successful, I'm finding.
Of course, you have to be absolutely miserable. You know why? Because lows don't come without highs.
Right, exactly.
I mean, shit, fuck
highs
backwards.
Don't come without lows.
Highs don't come without, I'm going
no,
for the
manic
highs.
Is high. Manic is high. Manic
no,
is
I'm in
high.
A good mood. I'm in a good mood.
I know, you have, the only way in this... In this life,
yeah.
To feel any kind of joy is to be manic, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's my experience around it.
That's why I'm grateful for my mental illness.
And I have to be honest about the fact that Catherine is drinking a shamrock shake.
No, I'm drinking a $7 iced matcha latte with oat milk. When the barista said it was $7, I go, it's $7.
I know. He goes, you say that.
I know.
You say that because you just want to like...
Look at me. He goes, yeah, I'm sorry. I go, no, I should be killed. No laughing.
That's very funny. You know,
thanks, Pat.
It's funny because, you know, I worked in a retail space and people would come to me mm-hmm. with price complaints. I mean,
yeah.
If you think that I, this stupid little bitch, mm-hmm. working for $12 an hour, mm-hmm. you think of how I'm setting the prices for running shoes, you're crazier than I fucking thought.
Yeah,
honey.
But let me ask you this, honey. I want to write a letter. I want to write a letter to the government and say, who decides all the prices, huh?
I know.
Who decides?
I know. And, you know, one time someone picked off a shoe up off the wall. This is my favorite interaction with a customer. They
okay.
looked at me.
Okay.
This woman looks at me. She comes in. I could tell she's crabby right from jump, as they say.
Oh, my God. You remind me of a crabby.
A crabby?
Did you say crabby?
Yeah, crabby.
Yeah, you remind me of a crabby story. So go on.
Oh, okay. Crabby's a Pokemon, too. And
sort of.
Crabby is a Pokemon, right?
No, not one that I cared about.
Crabby.
What's it called?
Evolves to Kringler.
What kind of coffee do you think they want?
I've never met these gorgeous young girls in my life.
Why don't you get three? Play it safe. Why don't you get three black coffees?
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you. We cherish you.
What you aren't seeing here, folks, back at home,
oh
actually, is that Pat and I just had a full-blown meltdown because Hot Producer Meg is out of office. Hot Producer Andrew's filling in. Andrew, Pat, and I, three grown adults, none of us know how to work a coffee machine here.
And if I, so what we went through is actually a hero's journey in which we kind of as a bomb squad had to call. Oh, no, we were civilians calling in a bomb squad to figure out how, like, which wire to cut.
Mm-hmm.
As we FaceTimed our normal producer Meg and had her walk us through how to make the coffee. And then after all that,
because Pat knew the second step, which is put the thing in the thing.
What we didn't know is the question no one knows, which is how many scoops. And
how many scoops, Megan Pope?
And anyways, we finally get it done.
Yeah.
I bring the thing to get water. And the building that we record in is one of it's a really special piece of history because it's one of the only buildings in New York that sometimes you just turn the faucet on and just no water comes out. And what they do actually to rectify that is they put a sign up that you can notice that says no water today. And there's kind of no explanation or context.
They put a sign up that you can notice.
You can notice.
Sort of help, sort of aid in your understanding of why there isn't water.
And so today we both made the choice not to notice it. And it happens, I would say, about once a month. It's really cool and chic.
So anyways, we're going to have to go buy coffees. But the point is, during the debacle, the water debacle, Pat says we're going to leave Forever Dog
and go to Earworm.
Now, what he meant, folks at home, and I've never said folks before until now, and that's the second time I said it, but he meant Earwolf, which is another podcast.
Right. I mean, no, I was kidding. Because, you know, I'm a Forever Dog.
No, we're die hard.
I've been with Forever Dog since its infancy.
Because
I identify as a huge part of Los Culturistas.
Yeah. No, we're FDW.
I was technically their second guest ever in what is now known as the Lost Episode. An episode in which I did talk to my dear friends Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang for upwards of 90 minutes in a very performative conversation, which was supposed to be a podcast episode. Didn't get recorded. So then it kind of goes down in history as just a dumb conversation had between friends. And that's cool.
And that is cool. Let me ask you this. What happened with the crabby woman in the shoe?
Oh, yeah. So she's like crabby looking around. She's like not happy with anything she sees. Picks a shoe off the wall, looks at me and goes, how do you make this? I go, no, I look at her, I go, no. I go, I don't know. I've never made one. And she, so and she goes, okay, just browsing.
No.
And I'm like, okay, girl.
Do you make, she looks at a sneaker and says, how do you make this?
One time someone said, all these sneakers look like aliens. Do you have any that look less like an alien? And I was like, let me go in the back and work my magic.
Oh my God.
And,
you know, I want to approach my entire life with the same curiosity that woman approaches shopping for a sneaker. How do you make this?
I know. Like,
I love that energy.
This,
electric.
This isn't like a sci-fi, like a, this isn't like an edutainment PBS kids, like how shoes get made with the Krabby Lady.
You know my famous shoe story, which I think I've told on the podcast.
I forget it.
That when I was younger, I used to play a game called Inventor of Shoes.
Yeah.
In which, for those who sort of are kind of diving in at this point, I used to play a game called Inventor of Shoes, where I'd wander around my backyard with my shoes slipped upside down. And then I would say, oh my God. And then I would turn them over and be like, I should wear them this way. Oh, I just invented shoes. Now, it's so funny because my Krabby story, I was at...
which I told also on this podcast, is that when I was little, I used to come home. I used to come home from school, take three Chick-fil-A cookies, and I would pretend that they were my recipe. I made them. And I would eat them. Oh my God, like these are so good. I can't believe I made this. And then I would imagine myself going to like a company and, or like some company man, like discovering them. Being like, you have to package these. These have to be sold out. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can make this many cookies. But okay, you're right. They are really, really good.
That's because children are inherently creative. And the world beats it out of us. The world says, don't be an artist. Mm-hmm. And the artist went the artist way.
The artist way.
The artist way
says, invent those cookies, invent those shoes.
The artist way says, slip over your shoes, go into the backyard, and say, huh, and pretend you're the inventor of shoes. Is it hot in here? I'm hot.
I don't feel hot right now, but you know.
I've been feeling an emotional warmth towards someone who once wronged me.
I know.
I also feel very wistful at the same time because it's like it can't be.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be. You don't want it to be.
I know, but why do I want everything and then instantly not?
I don't know.
Wait, I have these where I want everyone to want me and then I don't even want them.
You just have to like realize that and not do it. Like when you have to just be like, I don't care if people like me.
Well, I do care because
I don't like them that much.
Yeah.
I care, I think, too little. Oh, it's funny.
No, it's what makes you perfect, actually.
No, but I go back and forth. Sometimes I care so much and sometimes I care so little.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So the story.
Matcha like, what's the deal? Like, do they have like, does it have like a million mg's of caffeine?
I don't know what it is. I got this because I already had coffee this morning when I was having breakfast because I'm jet lagged in the good way, like, where you wake up at 6 a.m.
But is it something that's kind of like speedy or no?
I truly don't feel anything when I have it. I just
Yeah, that's me too. I'm like, I don't, why would I want something you don't feel anything when you have
it? It tastes good, especially when you get latte because I have some oat milk in my ass.
I am over.
Which is also what I call my mouth.
I don't care about oat milk.
So I've been looking for some white sneakers. And I went into the Journeys in Soho. Do you remember Journeys?
You know, I know it never was really a huge part of my story. You know, I went through a phase in my early 20s when I was shopping at a space called OMG Jeans.
Interesting. I never went there.
You shouldn't.
I won't. So there's this woman at Journeys who sounds... I think it probably was the woman who asked, how do you make this? Because she was... She was trying on all these Puma sneakers, which is a choice. She kept getting annoyed because this is so, I can't explain. She's like, it goes up too high. But she,
I know, people will just
the
like,
back, and she was like, this is it. She was looking at every person's store. And she's like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, there's no way to wear this. It goes up too high. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, it goes up too high. I'm like, so she was just like, all the employees were huddled around her. She's like, they must have made this one wrong because it doesn't make sense to have a shoe that goes up this high. I'm like,
yeah.
It's not even a high top.
It's funny. You know, the customers don't get like that. They get like, they don't like something about the product and then they feel this need to validate that they're not being unreasonable and they need to explain like, I'm a really bad person, but this is so high. This is crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, how do you mean, like her shoe was too high? And I was just like watching it feeling kind of, at the end, she's like, I'm sorry, you guys. Like, it's just crazy, right? But I'm sorry, but it is just crazy.
Yeah. Like, okay. They do. Oh my God. Move on. A lot. Wait, there was a guy who, I wish I remembered. His name was like Norb or something.
Yeah.
He would come in every week, return the shoes he had just bought. He would come like at the end of the day on a Sunday. We would have to stay at the store an extra 30 minutes every day, return the shoes he bought last week, and would just like, and would spend like 2 hours looking for like a perfect shoe. And he'd be like, it feels like there's just something on my toe or something. And I'd be like, I think that sensation that you're explaining is that you have a foot and you're wearing a shoe. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what shoes feel like.
Totally.
Oh my gosh.
What's going on with the other eyes? Oh, wait, yesterday. We talked about yesterday. Yesterday, Pat was at the park. And I was going to meet up with him. With his Narni Cordies. But as soon as I got there, I got a phone call. I said,
I was like briefly on the phone. And you said, is it someone important? And I said, it's love of my life. So yeah, it is.
But I was just told someone they were the love of my life. And it turns out they weren't.
Sorry.
To that person.
Sorry, hun. You're not the love of Catherine's life.
If you fuck me once, I'm like, you are my great love.
Yeah, I know you are like that. I'm not like that.
I can't have friends with Bens because I immediately fall in love, even if they're actively bad.
You ever have a friend with Ben? Well, I guess this person now kind of is a friend with Ben.
That person is my friend with Ben a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm dealing with. It's like it's hard to have a friend with Ben because
it's like a friend of Dorothy, friend with Ben.
Because ultimately, I still want to like perform romanticism.
Yeah, I don't. I
want to like, just because they're there, I'm like, this is a romantic thing, so I want to act like we're romantic. Even though if I was with them for like more than a few days, I'd be like, okay, I'm bored. I want to hang out with my friends.
Yeah, I very, even when I feel earnest romantic, I don't feel the need to act out or perform romanticism. But I think that's because I grew up G and I just didn't see that happening a lot. So I never like felt pressure to do it. You know what I mean? In a way where it was connected to my feelings at all.
I was bombarded by
the idea of like having Little Mermaid, Cinderella, Little Mermaid. Please, can we talk about what we talk about
when we talk about Disney princesses? I was bombarded with, man puts his arm around you, man holds your hand, man tells you you're beautiful. I was like, I was like, if I have that, I'll be happy. And the craziest thing is when you get it, doesn't solve anything.
You're not happy even.
You're happy for a moment. Uh-huh. And then it goes away and you think, then you're chasing that high again. And it is always new, much like heartbreak. When it happens, it does happen.
You've had many trysts. I've only had a handful of trysts.
I have a list of, I know how many people I slept with.
Now. A list of trysts.
A list of
trysts. A new podcast with Catherine Cohen.
Oh my God, okay, breaking off doing a solo, I promise you this, I will never break off into a solo podcast
project. I mean,
how horrible would that be? How do you feel that we're the only people in this room right now? Doesn't it feel kind of psychotic?
Thank God for once.
I know.
You have to be shocked how much there's other people in this room. And we're trying to just like record as friends for once.
So you're at the park with your Narni Cornies.
My Narni Cornies, which is nanny kids, just in case we've kind of distorted the English.
Where I'm adapting Angelo's thing. I don't mean to do it, but it's rubbing off on me.
I know.
Does he like it?
I don't know if he likes it. Like, he'll call me out every once in a while.
He responded to my Insta story the other day, and I responded, Shutterstock Warshes.
Oh. he's funny. But...
You know what kind of straw this is?
You know, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Am I a villain if I hate it?
No, I hate it. I'm a villain.
Cardboard straws.
It's hay.
Oh, yeah. See, hay. I'll take hay over the other kind. The other kind hurts my tongue.
Hay is one of the best ones, actually. I'm learning to love this.
Okay, do you know when you think about, like, you know, like a paperback novel?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about the pages rubbing together and it hurts your brain? Like, the sound of it hurts your teeth or something?
I get that sensation, but I don't get it with paperback novel.
So I get it with that, and then I also then get it with those cardboard straws. They're connected.
I get that.
Paper rubbing together. My teeth hurt.
I get it with, obviously.
About biting the pages?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. The classic.
What is that?
The classic is nails on a chalkboard.
Nails on a chalkboard, I'm totally fine with.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were.
For me, paperback novel.
Paperback novel. Now we're talking. There's something else that does it for me, but I can't think of it. It's like.
Yeah. Well, I found out in LA. My journey to LA was ultimately about finding out that I have, what's it called again? This fear of small holes.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I tell you about that?
Well, because I looked at something. I said, when it's like that, yeah, I said, when it's like that, it makes me feel weird. And and you said, and this girl across from me right now, she said in Los Angeles, in Silver Lake even, she said, that's called.
Trump.
We don't remember what it's called. But
it's called something. But then someone I slept with once was showing me pictures of it, and I was like, please stop.
I absolutely Google image. And it's like all disgusting. These pictures of like hands with holes in them and
it's
stuff.
It's fucking disgusting.
And then I read a lot about it. And actually what I chose to read about it was it like triggers some like instinctual thing where like if something has tons and tons of porous little tiny holes, it triggers your brain into feeling like it's diseased or like has a virus. And then it's like an instinctual thing to get away from it.
Oh, I feel really disgusting right now. That really totally resonates with me.
Wait, I was reading else something gross here. yesterday.
I don't want to know.
On purpose.
Maybe.
What was it?
Maybe I don't want to know.
I was reading something gross on purpose. I know you do. I think you would want to know.
Okay. I trust you.
I don't remember, though. I was Google imaging something disturbing to look at.
Oh.
Why do we do it? It's like my zoo attacks fetish.
I was just going to say it's like your zoo attack. I've been telling a lot of people about your zoo attack fetish.
I got to see if there's
I got to watch
I got to see
if
there's any new ones. I'll show you some goodies.
Some goodies.
I hope I don't ever get attacked at a zoo.
You said you wanted to go on safari with me, and I don't know if I want that.
Why? Because I went to zoo attacks?
There's just one other place I'd rather go.
Oh, okay. I'll go to
but
safari.
But I think, like, it's just sad. Like,
I'm deaf going to, like, Kenya, Ethiopia,
no,
like, Gabon even.
When you go, when you are online all the time, you kind of see everything. So when you see it in person, it's like, yeah, that's what
I
it looks
know.
Like.
But so for some reason, like, lions and tigers, I'm fascinated with. I think in a past life, I died in a battle with a tiger or a lion, like,
probably.
In the wild, because I have such a fascination with, like, literally, like, holding a stick and the tiger's biting at you, and you're, like, putting the stick in its mouth, and it's like clawing at you and shit.
That's definitely, you have that.
I have that past life. Reach out to Mike Calton. Oh, wait, what was I going to say that it was making it a Beyond crossover episode? What was he going to say that was making it that?
Oh, you were saying
holes. Oh, my God. Okay, so, no, before we started.
Yeah.
I started singing Carly Rae's new, one of her singles.
Yeah.
Too Much. And I like it when I like it too much.
Hey, I want to hear it. We'll play it after this.
And I just had this intense deja vu. It was like me singing across from you, singing that song. But obviously, like, I didn't know that song because it hadn't come out yet. And Andrew was here. And it was like a dream or something. You know when you're like, oh, I remember having a dream or something? I remember waking up and thinking, why was Andrew there? Because he doesn't normally produce for us.
Yes.
Like, what song was I singing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy when the deja vu chooses to happen to you.
I feel like this is a shirt I should look better in than I do. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Do you have the receipt?
What? Yeah. I need to send it to my accountant.
When someone keeps their receipts. Oh, my God. When the IRS
gets... When I get paid in cash, it's free.
All my nanny money is untaxed.
I like the blue nails. Did Sage do that?
Sage, my nanny daughter, did.
Her Norny Corny.
But isn't it fun? It's kind of artful. Like, she did, like, four, like, everything but the thumb blue on one, and then this, like, dark red. And then
that
she
actually
did
is really
middle
nice.
Three blue, and then the dark red on the thumb, and then a different red here. Love it.
That's but actually I'm, really fashion.
I'm going home to my farm after work tonight.
I'm really sad.
I know.
I'm not doing anything this weekend. And, like, sometimes I feel like you, like, without you, I don't have any friends.
You do.
Okay.
We're just such true friends.
I just only want to hang out with you.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, yesterday I went to see Pat in the park, and he had to leave before we could talk, so I was still on the phone.
So she takes an industry call. Okay, I'm in the park. I'm waiting to talk to my friend, catch up. She's been in London, England, and she's on the phone.
Are you going to sell my trip?
What? We're getting and she's talking to a person, and I'm coming up, running up to her, and she's like, okay. She's like, shoo-shoo. And then me and Lennox had to go to basketball, so we started scooting away, and all of a sudden I turned around, and Catherine was sprinting after us, running while we were shooting, and we were late to basketball, so I was like, we have to go fast.
Pat, literally, we did not speak at all. We saw each other at the park while we were both on the phone. He scootered away from me. I was sprinting after him, trying to get his attention.
And it was like the scene in Harry the Spy where she runs after Rosie O'Donnell's taxi cab.
It was so sad for both of us. You, a 30-year-old man on a scooter in Tribeca. Mm-hmm. Me, a 27-year-old woman sprinting after her friend on a scooter in the streets. And how did you feel about how I looked in those shorts? Because
I felt like my legs are too chunky. No, you were wearing these nice, they shaped your ass beautifully.
Thank you, sir.
You had this huge, round, bubble, apple ass. And
apple ass.
It was like these spandex shorts. I was like, oh.
Come through, queen.
I was like, come through, queen.
He looked at me and he said, queen, would you mind coming through?
Queen, I wouldn't invite you to come through. Queen, I would invite you to come through at this point.
Invite you to set, and you may come through. The thing about you, Queen, is that when I run, those go up my pussy hole and my asshole.
Does it feel good or bad?
Bad. It doesn't feel good.
Even pussy
feels, because then it's like grinding
totally.
Up your
gears.
Is
it a chafing situation?
It's something. And I only ran a little bit because my foot was hurting, but I was like, you know, they turn it from shorts, they turn into a bikini underwear.
Oh, wow.
And that's not the look I want on the West Side Highway.
Totally.
And then you're pulling them down. And you're like, people are looking at me pulling them down. It's
you're so lucky you have that West Side Highway right by you to run. Though I like my area for running.
I like being on your Prospect Park so much better.
I'm excited because I've been like pretty consistent now training for like 4 weeks. And I'm like,
you look incredible.
I'm taking it really slow, which is rare for me. Like
the
amount of mileage I'm at right now is like, after 5 weeks, I would never be that low. But I'm like, just take it easy and don't go crazy.
Don't go crazy, take it easy. I'm
doing fine. I'm going to race in the ball.
Take it easy, don't go crazy.
And I'm going to do the Houston Half Marathon in Jan and stay in Europe.
And I'm going to run it just as fast as you are.
Mm-hmm. And we'll cross the line holding hands. world record holders.
We're both going to cry when we're finished. No, you're going to have to keep crying until I finish. You're going to be sobbing and finishing for a long time. So I just got back from London last night.
How was London? How was London?
It was truly heavenly. I'm trying to think. I had some good meetings. I saw my lover. I saw lots and lots of good friends. I saw some museums. Yes. I had some food.
Queen.
When I'm in Europe, I unapologetically have a million beers. Here I'm like, vodka soda. Uh-huh. Vodka soda. The second I touch on UK soil, I'm like, let's get a pint. And then I have a million pints and I actually feel amazing. And I am a guy's girl and I fucking love beer. I love pub culture. I love getting absolutely smart.
I know, I love pub food.
Who doesn't?
It's like a wing, yeah.
Fortune chorms?
Go, yeah. No, not fortune chorms for me.
Wings. And it was just a really great trip, and I bought something that changed my life, which is that I'm a headband girl now.
Yeah, I love headbands.
Did you like that one I posted?
Yeah, Pika? It's like 60s. I like a color, like a wide kind of like either white or like kind of bright colored headband.
Yeah, my lover said it's very, when I showed him, he goes, well, it's very orange. And another person that I had sex with commented on the headband and said, it's really thick.
I like it thick. And I was like, I like it thick.
Thick.
I like it thick.
So that was my experience. And the thing was, and here's the craziest thing. On the way there, got a last minute email saying, do you want to upgrade to premium for $200?
Premium what? Headband?
Flight. Yeah, premium headband style. And I said, you know what? I am going to do this. I deserve this.
Yeah.
I get there. And it was literally, this is one of the best moments of my entire life. It was a plane with pods.
What does that mean?
Where you have the bed where you can lay down.
Oh my God.
And I seriously almost started crying. I was so happy. I was like, I can't believe I'm about to fly in a pod.
That's amazing.
And I was like, it was like embarrassing that I was like taking pictures of myself in the pod. And like everyone else was like, we were podders. Like this is normal for us.
This is a Wednesday. And for me, this is what Wednesday looks like. On Wednesday we pod.
I can't tell you, it's like it made the flight feel like I was at the spa. It was the most beautiful flight I've ever taken.
Gosh.
And so to be a pod person now, I don't know how I'm gonna go back because now that I've podded, it's like where do I go from here?
How long is that flight?
It's not bad. It's it was 7 hours.
Oh, so it's like basically LA and change.
It's basically LA, but like when you get there, it's actually a good place.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
I was gonna say.
And you flash your passport.
I'm a little scared because I'm not nannying after June, and I'm like, I wonder if that will work out.
I know it will. I'm so excited for you.
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
So talk to me about your weekend before we.
Oh yeah, before we
move on.
Talk.
You're going.
I'm going home on Thursday night, which is actually tonight, because listeners won't know this, but it's Thursday this morning.
And so you're going home to Long Island
for a bit. My boyfriend's coming out. We're borrowing someone's car, and then we're driving to Rhode Island.
Are you so excited?
I'm excited.
From Long Island, you're driving to Rhode Island.
From Long Island to Rhode
Island. From island to island.
From island.
You're island hopping.
Yeah, we're island hopping.
You guys are so tropical.
We're making Northeast, but making New England.
And then how many nights are you staying at his home?
So, two.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
It's a lot.
One night at my home, two nights at his home.
And then back to
New York City, where we live and work, yeah.
Live, work, and even play.
So it's fine. I'm like obviously nervous. I never met someone's family. I never introduced someone really to my family.
It's so exciting. So what night are you coming back? Sunday?
Monday.
Oh my God. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No, because I'm going Thursday, then he's coming out for tomorrow.
I see.
But yeah.
And so I'm just wondering, just sort of as a friend, I did want to know what you expect me to do this weekend. What do you think I should do this
weekend? Why don't you connect with, who's someone we always wish we could hang out with?
Who do we like?
No, you know who I want to hang out with recently?
Who?
Our love, Joe Castle-Baker.
I would love to hang out with Joe. I'll shoot him a text.
People but like, lately I've been like really comfortable like texting random people like, let's hang out. I'm like, is this too random?
Oh my God, I just spilled my matcha latte all over my little skirt.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Wait, who do you hang out with? Because
like no one, I'm saying.
Yeah, I was gone.
No, like I texted Joe and then like, now this will get, like I'm not going to name people I've texted to hang out.
Whatever. Last night at Club Coming, I tried to get everyone to do a mosh pit.
That's fun.
And they didn't, actually.
Club Coming, it's like really a home away from, it's like I hosted the last 3 weeks.
Well, now I was talking to my friend and he goes, I can't, so Pat's not going to be there tonight. I said, yeah, it's like, Pat's not always there. And he's like, Pat is always there. I'm like, all right. It was sad to do it without you.
People will message me and ask me to go up on it. I'm like,
well, yeah, you know, the invitation stands every week.
Yeah, but no,
I beg you to come.
But people who have never met will DM me and ask if they could perform on Club Comedy.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, honey, I'm powerless.
Honey, I had a life before him. When I started this,
I know. So you built that show from scratch.
I built that show.
You did. And Henry helped.
Me and Henry built that show. And Henry, it was so exciting to go over there because now I'm so getting so excited for the Fringe. Me and Hannah are going over.
Oh my gosh! Oh, I didn't know. I guess it makes sense. But I didn't think about the fact that Henry was going to.
We're living together in this two bedroom flat, British for apartment, for a month, and then friend Ryan's coming too.
Who?
Henry's boyfriend, partner, and lover.
I thought you were talking about someone else.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about that.
Wow, person. What's he doing?
Hanging out. Living, laughing, loving.
Must be nice.
Shadoring and shadoing.
Must be nice to totally. Be able to do that.
I feel so raw.
Good.
I feel really raw, really open.
I feel really stressed.
Okay. I'm exhausted. Instead of going to bed last night, I just went out drinking. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do that, but then I'll waste time when I have it. But I'm stressed. I have like three different things I have to work on creatively, and I can't get my. You know, when there's three things, since this triangle where it's like you never can focus on one because you're always like, which one should I work on right now?
It's hell.
Yeah.
You should just pick one.
I should just pick one.
And finish it.
But kind of here I sit not picking one. I'm glad the candle's far away from me today because lately I've had a disease where I keep picking at the wick and it turns my hand black.
Yeah, that's your struggle.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
What else, even?
I know. Well, I'm excited for our guests.
Our guests are really good.
Yeah, I mean, I never have met them, and I don't know a lot about them, but...
You can probably just bring them in.
Yeah, let's bring them into the Marks.
This was, like, sort of low-end, but I think it's actually cash.
Yeah, it's cash. Like, this is us. This is real. We made coffee, whatever.
We tried... We did ultimately give up on the coffee.
I know. Well, we had to, because there was no
water. If anyone who listens to the pod knows how to make coffee...
Work a machine. No, okay. I'm fucking...
Here's what I actually want. Someone needs to buy us an espresso and send it to the Forever Dog office.
Yeah, I know.
And if you want to do that, which I know someone will.
I can think of someone who wants to do that.
If you want to do that for us, DM one of us and I'll give you the mailing address.
And there's also a listener who is going to send me a bunch of their clothes.
Okay.
What is my life? Is that okay? Here's the thing.
You present as someone who truly has like nothing together. Like,
I know.
People give you, like, you're always borrowing clothes. Like, you don't really have a house. But then when you zoom out, you're like, I just got like a brain aneurysm. Hold on. When you zoom out, it's like, you actually have clothes.
I do have
you
a house.
You have a house. Mm-hmm. You have a job.
You own
a home, a beautiful country home. And you have money and you support yourself, but you present as Disaster Artist, the film, starring James Franco.
I never saw
it. It was actually good.
Wait, is it okay to be really attracted to James Franco?
Yeah, he's hot as fork.
I know. Why is he so?
Because crunchy, crunchy.
I know.
Because chomp, chomp.
I never even have seen his brother. But some people told me that.
You have seen his brother.
No, I haven't. Yeah. No, I haven't.
You've seen his brother.
When have I seen him?
Did people tell you look like him?
No, people tell me my boyfriend looks like him.
Yeah, they both have great jawlines. James Franco has a voice. They both have voices. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. That's hot to me. Yeah. When someone's voice is like, what's going on with
when
it?
When someone's like a little bit like, I don't know what I'm saying. Right now I'm in a place where kind of everything's hot to me.
Yeah.
I'm feeling sort of invigorated.
That's perfect.
You know, the other month that I was sad, now I'm actually happy again because I have stuff going on.
Gorge. I'm really dreading work today, but it's okay because I'm going to have a 4-day weekend.
I'm really.
You know, it's funny. You know what I'm learning? Yeah. I feel so much guilt feeling like I disappointed people. Like, even as soon as I told the mom that I'm going to end nanny at the end of this school year, it's like.
Was she upset?
No, she was really understanding. And I was just like, okay, cool. And then I feel so guilty ever since. Like,
that's how I am. I can't say no to anyone. I feel like I have a million emails. I say yes. And then I'm like, why am I doing this? Someone gave me good advice, actually.
What was it?
Someone said, Amy told me that Joel told her.
Joel.
For those in the know.
Her
friend Joel, who we love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My friend Joel.
And one time they bought us sushi.
Well, they really did buy us it. Because we were like having a full meltdown.
That was the day we put on crazy hats in a store. And it was like, okay. It was like that. When you put on crazy hats in a store and take a picture, you're in an awesome twin
vehicle. I was going to say we're montage. We're Mary-Kate Nash. You're really on my way of today in that you've said six things I was thinking.
I know. And plus my deja vu, this is beyond crossover.
I know. Crossover. This is Long Island Medium, but make it fashion. But make it fashion, now, make it podcast.
But make it, I was a tiger fighter.
When we tried on hats at that, I was like, are we? Like, and we were, the thing is, like, we were genuinely laughing. Like, we thought it was really funny.
I know. Like, we were those people that was like, this basic. Is funny. You know, it's...
What was so funny? Oh, you know what was so funny about the hats was that you said... you were wearing the craziest hat. And you're like, can you see it? I'm like, yeah.
Because I just remember saying, for some reason, it felt like you couldn't see it. I was wearing a hat. I don't know why.
But so anyways, that day, they was Joel's advice was, never say yes to something that you wouldn't be... Never say yes to something that you wouldn't feel comfortable doing tomorrow.
Oh.
Like if someone's asked you about a show, if you wouldn't be like, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You know what if mean? You have something on the...
That's not what I mean.
I know what I mean?
It's like, no. And you're going to say that. I'm like, don't poke holes. Don't trigger a nomometrica. Whatever that is. Hole phobia on my
idea. I love you, and I love that you bought sushi for me one time, but I don't know if I agree with that. Because sometimes it's like, well, tomorrow I'm going to want to sleep, but maybe. But you're right. I haven't said yes to too much, and I'm trying to... It's like...
Think about tomorrow.
Now I haven't been able to say no when I want to, but I have been able to say yes and then like change it before it's like I'm really bailing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm having a psycho thing where I feel like I'm looking forward to something, but I don't know what that thing is, which is kind of sad.
You know what's crazy for me is that I'm going to 2 weddings in the next month. I know. And
Gail, you're not taking me. Actually, I don't want to go.
Don't have a plus one to either, so that's cool. But
people feel so comfortable because people feel so.
Say, get through. I want you to nail this. Stick a landing. This is not lost yet. You have it.
People feel so comfortable not giving us plus one.
I know.
Thank you for letting me work through that.
It's interesting. I think it's because I've been single for so long that everyone's just like,
I know, assumes you'll never.
If you're single, but if you've been single the whole time until you're 30, and then it's like, okay, you're gonna die having never gotten a plus one, because like now it's a case system, and there's no social mobility. You're now a no plus one person.
I know,
which I guess is fine. Because
it isn't fine though.
Because me at a wedding, it's like, I want to be able to absolutely leave whenever I feel comfortable.
Oh, God.
And I'll leave. For one, I'll get there late enough that I only see half the ceremony intentionally.
There shouldn't be a ceremony.
But I know.
At my ceremony, when people walk in, I'm going to have one. At my ceremony, no one knows who it's going to be to. At my ceremony, people walk in, hand them a bottle of champagne. I hand them the whole bottle of champagne. I say, go off.
That'll be really triggering for the recovering alcoholics.
Okay, you are...
I am...
Oh, got an annoying email.
My ceremony will be one of the shortest things ever.
What?
It's going to be really short.
I love that.
And it's going to be the Jack and Kate you dance in.
What?
Remember that the YouTube sensation where they where they danced in?
Was it like the first flash mob or something?
Kind of.
Their names were Jack and Kate?
I think.
How are they doing?
I don't know. Let's have them on the pod. So how are you guys doing?
I got a headache randomly. I don't want that.
It's because of your matcha.
No, it isn't.
It's just because of your
matcha. Because I didn't have too much warmth.
Okay.
I'm feeling a lot of warmth towards people in a way that I know. Yeah. I'm being too vulnerable and I'm letting people in and they're going to hurt me.
Maybe it's because...
Because of London?
Maybe.
Or because of what?
I don't know.
Because I want to be hurt?
I don't know.
My eyes are fully closed and my mouth's open.
Oh my God, I took a long break from porn and now I'm like so back in the throes. It's crazy. I jerked off to massage beef today.
I thought you were saying...
This morning I jerked off twice. Michelle. I woke up, jerked, ran... jerked, then came here.
I think
isn't
that's cool.
Crazy?
I think
because you know what happens. This is what happens with me in porn. This is how they get you for a 2-in-1. Is you I will open a bunch of tabs, not being sure which one I want, and I always want to have backups, so I don't have to like, kind of go back into the matrix if one isn't working out. And so then I'll have like all these other good options. If
so the like, first sort of like setting the table.
Yeah, and then I also go. This is what I do. I open all these. This is an OCD thing. I set up all these tabs of possibilities. Then the ones are really good because they do a section on the bottom called if you like.
I know.
Related. Related videos.
Those are so awesome. I'm like, no, I don't know. So I don't want to
say if there's like a nice kind of piece that's like daddy son, or if there's a nice piece that's like massage, or there's a nice piece that's like jocks.
You like daddy son?
Stop. No, not really. But like, yeah, I think it's cool.
You like the age thing.
I think it's cool when someone's young. When dad's fuck their son. No, but yeah, I think it's obviously cool when dads fuck their sons.
Oh my God.
So anyway, so then I'll have all these related and I'll kind of keep in the back of my mind like, oh, those relateds look good. And then, so then I'll like kind of finish and like close my laptop and like go do something. And then next time I open my laptop, I'm like, oh, I have all these other amazing options that I still want to explore. That's what happened to me this morning.
I've been having this thing where I can only come if I think about, I think about like being, this is actually psychotic. I think about like being in, the words I'm about to say are, you're not going to like it.
Okay.
I'm in grad school. And I'm in a small discussion group with a hot professor.
Uh-huh.
And he looks at me during class in this way that's like, you're being such a tease. Stop it.
You're being Natalie. He's Moby.
Stop. That's problematic.
I know, I know.
Canceled, canceled. Then when he finally fucks me, he's like, you were asking for it.
Oh my God.
Like in class, I could feel you asking for
it. Your sexuality is so fucked up.
Wait, what?
I'm joking.
Okay, my sexuality is beautiful.
You accused me of wanting dads to fuck sons.
Well, you did. You said you were, you said that was actually cool.
You did want that.
You did. You didn't say you wanted that, but you said it was cool if it happens.
No, not, I don't like in porn. It's never their actual dad. Like,
no, it's like, I
the
get
title
it.
Of a porn would be dad son. It just means then it's, it doesn't mean that the actors are dad and son. No, it just means one of them's young, one of them's old.
No, and I love that and I celebrate that.
And a lot of times a lot of storylines are stepdad centric. A lot of storylines are
stepdads are really big in porn.
Totally.
There are more stepdads in porn than there are in real life.
I know, I know.
Like no one really has a stepdad. But if you're in porn, like you probably do.
That's true.
And your mom has like fucks your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, except not
you fuck stepdad and then your mom fucks your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I love the ones where it's like, I feel like we're all, now we like, that's all we talk about.
No, it's not all we talk about.
Okay, you're right.
I literally brought it up because I was like, we haven't talked about it in a second.
Okay. I haven't listened to the recent ones, but whatever I listened to most recently was you talking about massage beef.
I know.
Does Mike.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. You guys, we have amazing guests this week. It's actually going to be psychotic. It's actually going to be amazing. Put your ears open for Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Woo!
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.